This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president said none of his commanders said that he should keep troops in Afghanistan.
So no one told, your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
Was that a false statement
I've given you my opinion on the matter. I've given you my judgment on it.
I think we all know it was a false statement.
Yes. And no.
Then what are you saying?
I'm saying no. But I'm leaning towards yes.
So you're saying yes?
No. Then it's no. Not necessarily.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Words. Words that sound great, but so far has led to no action. Build back better. Blah, blah, blah. Green economy. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Yakety, shrackety.
The call I hear all day. Yakety, yak, ta, 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 ta.
Tom Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 917 says these hearings are going to make Biden look like a hero. The White House controls the spin. They'd like to control the spin. There's not really much spin to control here. I mean, it's hard to put a shine on this sneaker that happened in the Senate today. I mean, the generals gave him no cover. They admitted that they told him that it would be a disaster or certainly a negative consequences if they pulled all the troops out. They told him to keep in the 2,500 troops. He rejected that, and then he lied about it on national TV. And, you know, they, Generals McKenzie from the Central Command and Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, both said they recommended keeping 2,500 troops there. And Biden lied about it with his interview with a Democrat operative with a press pass, George Steffi Stephanopoulos. He lied. I mean, there's no other way to put it. He wasn't under the Milley and McKenzie were under oath. Biden was not under oath. Biden, my judgment is, lied. I mean, it would have been so simple to keep the 2,500 troops there. I mean, there hadn't been any casualties for 20 months. No U.S. fatalities for 20 months. And Biden just wanted to get out so he could make a breast-beating victory speech on September 11th. And as it was, he didn't make any speeches whatsoever on September 11th. He made a couple of pre-recorded videos, and he went around to some of the locations of the Muslim terror attacks on 9/11. But he didn't make any speeches. No mission accomplished for Biden. We'll see. We'll see how they play it. But it's going to be very difficult, I think, to make lemonade out of this lemon. Time now for the chump line.
It looks like Charlie Parker's ship has finally come in.
The SS Climate Emergency. It was on a 3-hour cruise from New Hampshire to Swampscott, Massachusetts on the
what
North Shore.
They're going to move the boat. Crisis, what do we do in a climate crisis? What do we do in a climate crisis early in the morning?
Boy, there was a lot of climate change today down where we broadcast from. It started out nice and sunny in the morning, and then it started really raining. Must be Donald Trump's fault somehow. Now it's really dark, like it's December instead of late September.
What's should we do with a bunch of derelicts? What should we do with a bunch of layabouts? What should we do with a bunch of moonbats? Throw them in a jail cell.
I agree. How did they get Tuesday off? All of them got the same Tuesday off in this day of labor shortages. The mother of the seven arrested hippies was reached for comment later today.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
It's easy to get Tuesday off when you have Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off as well.
Yeah, what's the over under in Vegas on how many of these people actually have jobs of any sort? These seven arrested people. I'm gonna guess it's two. What do you guess? I'm gonna take the under. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the under on two as well.
The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Mr. Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men.
Well, we know the protesters weren't chained to John Kerry's sailboat, because, you know, that's in Rhode Island.
I think he's moved it. I think he moved it. It moves around with John Kerry. It moved. He put it in Rhode Island to avoid the excise tax in Nantucket. And then he sold his second wife's first husband's trust funds, sold the mansion on Nantucket, and they downsized to a smaller $12 million seafront manse on Martha's Vineyard. So I think it's there now.
Lovey, I'm worried that once Biden runs out of horses to fire on the border, he's going to start taking it out on the horse faces in the cabinet, like me and Gina Raimondo. Then I'll never get back my private jet.
I think what John Kerry is really concerned about is, though, he heard rumors that Blinken, the Secretary of State, the feckless wonder, was going to be forced out last week, and he just assumed he would just slide in and get. And again, he didn't care about the office or anything like that, only the private jet, but it didn't happen.
Given Charlie Parker's commitment to the Transportation Climate Initiative, I have a name for his new pink boat, the USS Hardship.
You know, he had to be looking out if he was there, or, you know, watching it on the live stream when they put the boat, the pink boat, the climate protesters in front of his driveway. He'd be thinking, you know, after I'm willing to go to the mat to increase gasoline taxes 150% on the people who voted for me, and they're blocking my driveway. No good deed goes unpunished. An old saying, but appropriate in this case.
Could the New York governor tell us whether God recommends the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine?
That's an excellent question. She should be asked that question at her next press conference. Let's play that cut again.
Well, I don't think he'd recommend any of them. He'd go for the JMJ, the Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Let's listen to that cut again. A lot of people still haven't heard that cut from Hochul, the new governor of New York. She's apparently in close contact with God. And again,
I've prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love? but to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live.
Can somebody shout amen? Yeah.
Why do I feel like there was an 800 number listed at the bottom of that screen and, you know, a pint of holy water?
And now, brethren and sistern, I'm going to ask you to make a love offering to the God who has given us this vaccine.
I'll now receive a free prayer cloth.
Order before midnight and get three free messages. I am going to take a jar of your messages to the Mount of Olives, where Jesus will first arrive when he returns to earth. Your wishes will be granted first.
I am
your governor, Kathy Hochul.
Blah, blah, blah. It's good to know Greta Thunberg speaks Biden.
We got to play the Thunberg cuts. She's back at it. Nothing quite as memorable as "How dare you," but not bad.
To celebrate National Voter Registration Day, I registered 300,000 times.
Where is Kerry's wife, Howie? No one has seen Mama T for a long time. I don't know where she is. We'll have to ask John Kerry. 603.
I hear next year.
Blessed are the vaccinated, for they shall inherit the earth, or at least they won't be fired from their jobs.
I hear next year that New York Governor Hochul will be running for Pope.
516, now we know why she was a one-term congresswoman. I think that had occurred to me, too. She only spent one term in the House of Representatives. And I mean, I know there are competitive districts in New York, but if you get in the right district, you can be there forever, especially if you're a Democrat. And she only lasted one term.
Now that Michael Hinckley's off restrictions, maybe he can get a job working for the Clintons.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
I heard the hospitals were so full of COVID patients, they had to fire all the nurses to make space for them.
Yeah, there are a lot of things in this whole latest panic that don't make a lot of sense. By the way, the COVID rates keep dropping, certainly in Massachusetts and mostly around the country. So as the rates, even, you know, the death rates are fairly negligible to begin with, but even the hospitalization, even the testing positives have declined. And yet they just keep clamping down harder and harder. The Harvard Business School is not going to have any more classes. They're going to do all online. Towns in Massachusetts are saying there's a $300 fine if you don't wear a mask outdoors. Why? Why? Or as an illegal alien would say, por qué? But, you know, an illegal alien doesn't have to worry because he doesn't have to obey any of the laws. He doesn't have to get vaccinated. He doesn't even have to get tested.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line and leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And we also play a second batch of chump line messages, Chopped Chumps. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second chump line, you can get Chopped Chumps around 7 o'clock Eastern every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Mr. Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men.
What should we do with a bunch of derelicts? What should we do with a bunch of layabouts? What should we do with a bunch of moonbats? Throw them in a jail cell.
Well, they don't have to worry about going back to work. We all know that. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Traveling around New England.
Close your eyes, gang, as we hit the Kankamagus Highway. Just 4 miles to Mount Washington.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarShow.com.
Feel that New Hampshire air.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace at NausetBeachInn.com. It's a great... great place to spend some quality time. They got two queen size beds in every room, and pets are welcome. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's telling the truth about keeping troops in Afghanistan? Joe Biden or Generals Milley and McKenzie?
I'm going with Thoroughly Modern Milley and Ken McKenzie.
They've got the vote at 95%.
All right. 844-500-4242. First of all, I want to play a flashback that Biden, this is Biden in 2007 when he was running for president. This is when he called Obama the first clean and articulate black candidate. And this was the same campaign. All of his campaigns have been disastrous, including the one that in which he was selected as president. But here he is talking about the need for borders. Cut 30.
What do I think about the control of our borders? What would I do about it? Ladies and gentlemen, no great country can say it is secure without being able to control its borders. Period.
I don't see what he would say now. I don't think anything I've said contradicts that. I said no great country. We're not a great country. I'm going to make us another third world bleep hole, as Donald Trump would call us. That's our destiny, our American destiny. Okay, so let's play Greta Thunberg talking today. And again, the recurring question, does she have her driver's license? I don't think she does.
How dare you?
I don't think you do, Greta. I'm sorry. You think you're, if not God, certainly Joan of Arc. And yet you can't even drive to the 7-Eleven for a pack of smokes. So here she is mocking the world's leaders. Cut 31.
There is no planet B. There is no planet blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
She's angry.
This is not about some expensive, politically correct green act of bunny hugging or blah, blah, blah. Build back better, blah, blah, blah. Green economy, blah, blah, blah. Net zero by 2050, blah, blah, blah. Net zero by 2050, blah, blah, blah. Net zero, blah, blah, blah. Climate neutral, blah, blah, blah. This is all we hear from our so-called leaders.
You know, I have to agree with her. It is blah, blah, blah. There's no way we're going to be net zero emissions and, you know, all electric cars in some of these stupid states by 2035. It ain't happening. You know, and even if it did happen, what are you going to power them with? You don't want any fossil fuel, so how are you going to... These are coal-fired cars we're talking about here. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. Oh, we got Andy Biggs coming up next from Arizona. We're going to talk about the vote audit. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Joining us now on the line is Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs, and we want to talk to him about several issues, but the first thing I'd like to ask the Congressman about is the Arizona vote audit. And of course, the mainstream media has been concentrating on the hand recount in Maricopa County. But Representative Biggs, I must confess to not having followed this as closely as maybe I should have. But how devastating are these results for Joe Biden's victory in the state of Arizona? Did he really win the state or not? What's your thought?
Well, it's almost impossible to tell because we would have expected the hand recounts to look a lot like the machine recounts. Otherwise, you know, because bad garbage in, garbage out. I mean, it should be similar. But what they found is in a number of different pots, somewhere upwards of 80,000 votes that are in question, and not to mention there's some all kinds of cybersecurity issues that are going on. There's the chain of custody wasn't there. They didn't give the routers. The county cleaned off the tabulation hard drives before they transferred them to the auditors. It was just a real mess for these guys to bring it together. So what it does is it really undermines the legitimacy of that the presidential count in Arizona.
And the mail-in votes seem like that's more of a smoking gun. I mean, the cyber issues you're talking about, they're unfortunately almost impossible to resolve. But all these mail-in votes, they have no idea where they came from.
Yeah, that's the 78,000 because you got this other pot of like 50 some odd thousand over there, but that 78,000 really is the like you say, the smoking gun. That's where you wonder what the heck happened here, why and how. In the 55,000 vote pot, that's where you've got things like you had more ballots in some areas than you had voters registered.
That was going on in a lot of states, like Pennsylvania, for instance. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, So we don't know who these votes went to or didn't go to. We were able to narrow it down, or the auditors were able to narrow it down to like X number were cast by ostensible Republicans, X number by Democrats, X number by independents or party non-declare. Well, we don't know who they voted for because once you pop the envelope up, they get separated from the envelope for privacy purposes. And you just simply don't know if that, you know, who they voted for, if that's where they intended to go for, and if that came from a legitimate envelope or not.
So there are no real definitive answers one way or the other. And you know, it keeps going on. We just saw yesterday Gavin Newsom signed a bill in California making mail-in voting permanent in the Golden State. And you had these problems in the San Fernando Valley during the recall election. You know, where people had already been voted, and the solution was to give them another ballot. But that doesn't make up. So it just gives them a chance to neutralize the ballot that was already cast, probably against the candidate that they wanted. And so how does it, you know, you're just allowed to neutralize a ballot? I mean, what's the solution here, Representative Biggs?
Well, if you want to do this right, you go to no mail-in ballots ultimately, and or you have to have a really tight control and have very few mail-in ballots, except for legitimate concerns, just the way we used to do it years and years ago. And you have in-person voting, and you have people sitting there, and you have smaller precincts, so the people who work in the precinct know the people coming in. And if there's any shenanigans, you catch it right away. And that's what really has to happen. You got to get started there. And this notion of having machines, I mean, we had contact with Washington State and South Carolina on our voting day machines. That's what the audit found. And what the heck were we doing connecting to Washington or South Carolina? Who knows? But that's a real problem. Real problem, and if we don't get it sorted out, the wave that should be coming because of the lousy Biden policies will be neutralized to some effect by lack of election integrity.
Yeah, I saw today that the couple of Democrats, or at least one Democrat, has in the House has switched and is not going to vote for these trillion-dollar packages. Is there any hope of stopping these monstrosities in the House?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we've been working that. So the first one is the infrastructure bill. So think of that. And I think we're going to lose 13 to 15 Republicans going to vote for that infrastructure bill.
Wow.
The question, which is incredible, isn't it? And then you have to count, there'll be some Democrats who don't vote for it because they think it should be tied to that, you know, the $3.5 trillion package and those types of things. So the question is, will the Progressive Caucus leave the infrastructure bill? Pelosi will never put it on the floor unless she knows she's got the votes to pass it. So if it makes it to the floor, then you'll know it's going to pass. But like I say, we're going to lose probably, based on what I was hearing today as I was asking around, probably 13 to 15.
Wow. I'm shocked by that number. You know, I could see Kinzinger and Cheney maybe, even that would be about it. I thought you only needed about two more to beat the thing back, but I guess not. So let's talk about the disaster down on the southern border. I mean, Texas is getting Del Rio is getting most of the attention right now, but I've been reading stories about Arizona has got a terrible problem. We have listeners in Arizona, and they call and tell us what's going on there. And I've read there was a story in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago, just laying it out, talking to sheriff after sheriff after sheriff about how bad it is. Tell us what your experience is down on the border.
Well, so you know, Howie, I was down on the Arizona border weekend before last, and last weekend I was in Del Rio. So I'll just focus on Arizona so you get a picture. First, Del Rio, real quick. You have to understand that when all those people were coming over, what was the intelligence community doing? I mean, in the little town across the river, Cunha, there are literally hundreds of buses are coming in, and they're dropping these people off for crossing. So that somewhere, somebody had to surely have known that was going on, but they didn't tell the Border Patrol. But it vacated basically 200-plus miles of border because all the agents, all the DPS agents from Texas had to go there and deal with, over 8 days, 26,000 people coming in, mass migration, invasion. On the other end of it, though, people forget this. Yuma's been getting record numbers every weekend. You know, they're getting 1,000 people a day in Yuma. That goes on. Rio Grande continues to get 3,000 a day. So you're still pushing 10,000 a day, leaving out the 26,000 Haitian refugees that came across. So, or they weren't refugees, but illegal border crossers. Let's just call them that. But in Yuma, they're dealing with a huge influx above their normal for this time of year, and good grief, they're getting slammed in the Tucson sector.
How many countries are they coming into Yuma? How many countries are they coming from?
Over 140 countries. So I was down there. It's been a number of weeks since I've been down to Yuma, but their number one at the time was Brazil. And I said, well, what do? You got Spanish interpreters, then you got all these other people coming here. Do you have any Portuguese interpreters? Because that's what they speak from Brazil. He said, it's been real hard to get interpreters just to deal with these folks. So,
What are they going to do in Wisconsin and New Mexico, where they've now, or they're not New maybe not New Mexico because they haven't found them, but in Wisconsin they've got two Afghans, quote unquote refugees, under arrest for sexually assaulting one, a minor, and the other one his wife. I mean, I don't think there are too many Pashtun interpreters in Wisconsin, are there? Probably not in New Mexico either, when they round up the people that attack the female service member at Fort Bliss. How many different interpreters are they going to need for these indigents that are swarming into the country?
Well, I mean, you're exactly right, and we have the Democrats are wanting to pass legislation that these folks should get to meet with an attorney within just a matter of hours and have an interpreter in their language. That it's unworkable, and they want to do everything that's unworkable so they can just flood the whole country with an open border and all these folks coming in. Howie, that's their purpose, that's their goal, and it's working.
But what is the end game? I think I know what the end game is, but I want a congressman to tell me. What is the end game here with flooding the country with millions of illegal aliens who are indigent, many cases disease-ridden, in many cases criminals?
Yeah, well, the first one, of course, is they want to replenish their voters. Their policies, as you're seeing, they decimate the country, and so people reject those. Even soft Democrats now reject those. So you have to replenish that. The second thing I'll tell you, and this is, you can go back four decades. One of the big goals they've had is to erase the border and eliminate the Westphalian nation state. They want this open border, this more universal one world type thing. And I mean, it sounds maybe a little much, but that's really what's there. I mean, that you go back and look at all the comments from academics for many years, and that's what they wanted, and that even went forward within the last 20 years at the highest levels of our own government and in the Republican Party as well. So it's a real threat to the existential it's an existential crisis for the United States, and we have to deal with that.
Yeah, the thing is, though, do the Democrats who were born in this country and speak English and, have a massive accumulated wealth, like, for instance, the leader of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, why does she think she and her ilk are still going to be in command when the country is flooded and the native population is maybe outnumbered by people who weren't born here, who have no attachments to the country, millions of them don't even speak English? How do they intend to maintain control?
Well, they're not thinking that far. They're thinking short term. But I'm telling you, within a generation, the whole power structure and infrastructure of this country could be just radically different. Radically different. And I'm talking about the form of government, even. I mean, you've got the Democrats that want to, not all the Democrats, but significant number of leftists in the Democrats would like to remake the country, move to a proto-fascist or Marxist system of wealth and property distribution, and they're doing everything they possibly can. Every front, every institution they've tried to co-opt in this country to reposition this nation into a more socialist type of nation. And so bringing in people that are very very comfortable with a socialized system of
and
government.
Very dependent. That's part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, very dependent. That's right. They're used to that, and they're hoping, I think, to collectivize the nation.
Oh, wow. Well, keep fighting the good fight, Representative Biggs, and I hope you can prevail on all these, whether it's either of these infrastructure packages. And I hope you can prevail. There's a Senate election in Arizona coming up, isn't there?
There sure is. There sure is, and it's an opportunity for us to pick up a seat in Arizona. So we really want to do that.
All right. Thank you, Representative Biggs. We always appreciate having you on the show, and thank you very much for being with us. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. I like to keep up on the news as soon as I wake up in the morning, but sometimes it gets a little depressing, you know, hearing about what the Democrats are trying to do to the country. And sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. You can't take all news all the time or your head will explode. That's why you need to have some Raycon wireless earbuds with you so that you can listen to something that will help you relax or just get you pumped up and get you out of your depression as you think about how badly things are going for the country right now. What'd you listen to today? Try your Raycons out today, Taylor, on maybe on the ride up.
You think I have time to listen to my Raycons while I'm at work, Howie?
I said on the ride up.
On the ride up, no, I don't like to have anything really in my ears on the ride up. But over the weekend is where I get most of my Raycon listening in. And like I said, Bobby Darin was doing it for me over the weekend and got me through a lot of yard work that generally I don't really care to do. But with my Raycons, I can choose what I want to listen to. And it's a joy, everything I do.
Yeah, there's so many good internet music stations now on the online, and you can get them all through Raycon. I've been listening to Biltmore Radio on the old 50s stuff and UK 50s radio, UK 40s. It's great just walking around and listening to the old tunes and not having to worry about any commercials. And the best way to listen to what you want to listen to, whatever it is Raycons. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears and make you look like a lame-o. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at just half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
We still have some cheap bastard deal gift certificates left to Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. It's a specialized in down-to-earth hospitality. They brought some great food today, including shepherd's pie and some beef stew. Really good stuff. And this gift, it's a $50 gift card for just $25. And the gift card to Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth is also good for two other places in West Yarmouth, the Parma Italian Table and Yarmouth House, as well as Tap City Grill in Hyannis. So that's four different restaurants you can use the gift card at. It's a $50 gift card for just $25. Go to HowieCarrShow.com right now and click on store to get your gift card. These are it's a good deal. 844-500-4242. Let's listen to Thoroughly Modern Millie. Someone said, I thought we hated Thoroughly Modern Millie. Yes, we do. We still think he's a jerk.
Here comes Now
here is he's trying to justify calling the Chinese military leader on January 8th and tell him that he'll tip him off if there's a military strike against China, which he admits he knew wasn't going to happen. But here he is talking about it some more, how he was authorized to do this. Cut six.
With respect to the Chinese calls, I routinely communicated with my counterpart, General Li.
Routinely.
With the knowledge and coordination of civilian oversight. I am specifically directed to communicate with the Chinese by Department of Defense guidance, the policy dialogue system. These military-to-military communications at the highest level are critical to the security of the United States in order to deconflict military actions, manage crisis, and prevent war between great powers that are armed with the world's most deadliest weapons.
Did President Trump have knowledge and authorization of your attempts to deconflict? I'm Howie Carr.